Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin.
It's time for another episode of Wonderland on Points. We are happy to have you with us. We are going tropical to the dreamy St. Martin today. And this is a really fun episode because we have a lot of guests on the show who are all in for points and miles. They are doing that kind of stuff on the internet and teaching people themselves about points and miles. But our guest today is actually a listener of the show. She is active in our Facebook group, and she shared about this trip to St. Martin in our Facebook group for Wonderland on Points. And we read her right up and we're like, oh my gosh, you have got to come talk about this on the show. So we have our new friend and listener and author and graphic designer. She is a woman who can do many, many things. Welcome, Katie. We are so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you here. Everybody should run over to the Facebook group. They can see your write-up of St. Martin, but they can also see about a really fun Twilight-themed sort of trip that you took to Forks, Washington that I was personally very excited about. That is a big thing about the Facebook group, guys. You should be sharing your trips there because you might just end up on the show. I'm just saying, like, when we see a trip that we're like, this is amazing, we haven't covered this yet, and you've got all the details, it makes a perfect episode. So throwing that out there, but you do have some great posts in our Facebook group and we love seeing those over there. So before we dive into St. Martin, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell everybody about what you do. We mentioned author and graphic designer, but you can get into that a little bit more and tell us about who you travel with.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Tennessee. And before I was a mom of four, I went to school for graphic design. And I ended up getting a job right out of college, thankfully, with a company based in Maryland. And so he actually let me work remote way back in 2014 when I was pregnant with my first child. And I worked with that company up until, of course, 2020, because our company was based on people who use products for events. And so obviously people weren't gathering. And so our company dissolved in late 2020 when the owner passed away. And so that kind of forced me to stay home, which was totally fine because I had my third child at that point, my son. And then I had my fourth child in early 2021. And then we decided in late 2021 to start homeschooling, and we've been doing that ever since. And yeah, just in between all of that, I wrote my first book, and it got published in October of 2023, which was very exciting. And so I go to different vendor events throughout the year, and I use my graphic design background to create certain products, and I design my book cover, and so I sell my book and my crafts at certain vendor events throughout the year. And you did mention Forks, which I use points and miles to go to Forks. I've been to Forks the last 3 years, and I was a vendor there. And so that's always fun. And the people who are there are just so nice. So that's why I always go back.
Oh, my gosh. And just to give everybody a plug for this book, if you are into the fantasy type books, which are I need it to have like magic, maybe some wings. This is my genre when it comes to picking books. And so Katie's first book is called The Order of Immortals, and I am about halfway through it. And I'm enjoying it a lot. So yeah, so we'll put a link in the show notes just in case there's any other fantasy readers out there. But it's so cool to even have written, first of all, and then published a book. Like, that is a labor of love. I had no idea you had four children.
Yeah, as a busy mom of four.
And, like, look at your skin. Not that anyone else can see you right now, but you look so young and glowing and youthful. And I'm like, I need to pause all of this, and we need to talk about your secrets to what you're doing to not look exhausted. I'm so, so impressed.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a filter on my thing anyway, but thank you so much.
Thank you, filters.
Yeah.
Well, the trip that we are going to get into today is a 16th anniversary trip, which I don't know how long ago this was. You can tell us, but congratulations. 16 years is amazing. And you guys went to St. Martin. So we want to hear all of the details. Tell us where you were flying from. If you're still in Tennessee, you know, were you flying out of Nashville? Where were you flying from? How much did you pay for those flights? Give us the good points and miles details for this.
Yeah. So we went back in August, which was Labor Day weekend. And so that way we could come home, have a day for my husband to relax on Labor Day so that he would be able to have that time to kind of chill. So we went Labor Day weekend to 2025. And our anniversary is not until October, but I know that's hurricane season. And so I was like, you know,
strategic.
I know it's going to be hot, but we should just go in August.
Absolutely.
So that's what we did. And we fly out of Nashville anytime we fly. And so we flew from Nashville. We left about 7:30 in the morning, and then we had a layover in Miami both ways. So Nashville to Miami, and then Miami to St. Martin.
Once you get to Miami, how long is the flight from there?
It wasn't bad. It was about, it says 3 hours and 15 minutes when you book it, but I think it was closer to like 2 hours and 45 minutes. It wasn't terrible. Okay. When you're in business class, you know, it's not terrible at all.
This is true. You want it to be as long as possible. Well, speaking of business class, tell us a little bit about what you booked and how you found it and how much you ended up spending.
Yeah, so I use Alaska quite a bit when I go to Washington. And so I had already sort of been familiar with Alaska Airlines anyway. And then, you know, of course, they're partners with American Airlines and you can book them through Alaska. So I initially found American Airlines flight on Alaska. And so I actually ended up booking the one way separately just in case we had to change something or they changed something. And I didn't want the whole, you know, mess of having to change the entire thing. So I booked from Nashville to St. Martin for 12,500 miles. And that was for business class and then plus $19 each.
Wow. And was this like an international business class or was it more like a domestic business class product?
Yeah, it wasn't lie flat. So it was, yeah.
Still amazing though. For 12,000 points.
Yes. I was like, I cannot not do this. We are going business class. And it was fun because it was our first time in business class, both of us together. And on the way home from St. Martin to Nashville, we had another layover in Miami. It wasn't bad. It was about 2 hours layover. And it was $104 in taxes and 20,000 miles. And what's funny is I had actually booked economy because there wasn't business class available on the way home. And I booked that the day before we left. I just texted the airline and she was like,
last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it pays to look even when you're on vacation and you don't have that planned yet. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to look just because. And it said they had two available and they weren't beside each other, but it ended up working out to where we switched with someone.
Oh my gosh. So how much was it? Was 20,000 the price after you added the business class?
Yeah, it was initially 12 and a half. And then I told my husband, I said, it's only 7.5 more to get business class. He was like, do it. I said,
yeah. Yes, do it. Yeah. That's so exciting. That's so really fun. It does pay to look.
Yes, it does. And it was literally, I woke up in the morning and he was still asleep. And I just happened to look and I just texted them. It took maybe 5 minutes. I was like, worth it.
100%.
Absolutely. Yep. I love too that even though these flights, they feel like domestic flights in a way because they're only a couple hours. It's not the lie flat seats like you mentioned when you're doing these like transatlantic flights or going to Asia or wherever. It's a really nice large seat. And I did the same thing. I went to St. Kitts on American Airlines. I wasn't flying from Nashville, of course, but from the DC area. And it was fun that because even though it's such a short flight from Miami to St. Martin or to St. Kitts, wherever you're going in the Caribbean, because it's international, that means you get Admirals Club access in Miami. So did you guys take advantage of that? Did you have time with your connection to go into the AA Admirals Club?
We did. So Nashville actually has two of them. So we visited one on the way to St. Martin and then the
Double
other one
dip.
On the way back. Yeah. Yeah. It was very nice. It was about an hour and a half to St. Martin in the lounge. So it gave us plenty of time to sit down, relax, grab a snack, refill our water bottles, have some quiet time. So
much better than waiting at a busy gate anytime.
For sure.
I found that the Miami airport, though, just to be prepared for anybody else who's connecting there, for me, it took a long time to go from one gate to the next gate. Like some airports, I feel like you can hop on a train and boom, you are transitioned to your next gate really quickly. And I found the Miami airport to be a little bit confusing and just take me longer. Maybe that's because I haven't flown through there regularly, but I would say anybody who is connecting in Miami, especially if you're not real familiar with the airport, just be prepared that it may take you a little longer than you expect. We even had to go out of security into security in another spot.
Oh,
it was a little frustrating.
Oh, we didn't experience that, but it's very large.
I had to
sure.
do that in San Diego, the out of one security and into another for a different gate, and I did not like that. For those who are not familiar with St. Martin, and I did not know this about St. Martin either, there's apparently a French side and there is a Dutch side. I don't know if you know anything about the history of how that happened. If you do, feel free to share. If not, we can all just go Google it. But you stayed on the French side of the island. So tell us about where you stayed and how you booked it on points.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did not do research on that. But the reason why we picked it really, though, was my oldest brother and his wife had been probably four or five times. They're big cruisers. So before they had kids, they went all over the Caribbean. And my sister-in-law had said that was her favorite island because the water was gorgeous and she felt very safe. So I was like, done. Yeah. So I found this. This was actually our third hotel that I ended up booking. I changed it maybe like 2 weeks before we ended up going. I had picked one that was adults only, and then I realized it wasn't beachfront. So I was like, no. And that was on like the northeast side. And so we ended up staying in Grand Casa Beach Club, which is on the northeast side. And it was in its own little cove area. And so I was like, okay, it looks very, very nice. It was beautiful. Right across from the island of Anguilla, you can actually see it from the restaurant there and the beach. And it had two private beaches. And the other one that I had booked right before that was also on Grand Casa Beach, like right on the beach, and it had a bar. And I was talking to my husband one night and I said, you know, this is right on the beach, like on a road. It's got a bar. It's probably going to be loud. And he was like, well, you do value your sleep. That is true. So we ended up booking the quieter one. And I'm so glad I did because it was a beautiful property. But yeah, it's Grand Casa Beach Club. Studio Oceanfront is the room that I booked. And we booked it through the Chase portal for 87,000 points for four nights.
Well, that's a great deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was super excited. And the other one that was going to be right on the street was actually more. So we ended up saving points.
I love hearing of a portal redemption. That's a great deal. I mean, we always kind of caution people away from using a portal, but time and time again, there are times when portal bookings are great. That's the right choice. It's what's available and the points price is really good.
Yeah, I've always found great luck with the portal, in my opinion.
I think it's always good to double check. It's a great note to just because we say typically it's good to book directly, and sometimes people like to book directly to avoid any customer service issues. They like booking directly with whatever hotel, but the portal sometimes can beat the price, you know, that you're booking directly. So it's always worth checking. I also really love that you thought to look into and pay attention that the first place that you booked was not oceanfront, because we think of places like St. Martin, I almost immediately think that everything's going to be on the beach, right? All of the resorts will be on the beach, of course. I don't even know sometimes if that would cross my mind. You know, the more we have done this podcast and we've heard about great resorts in Mexico, sometimes the positives outweigh the fact that it's not on the beach and it's a great deal. It's a great place to book and it can be a wonderful experience. But beachfront access is so important to a lot of people that it's worth noting that, hey, just double check. Don't assume that something is oceanfront just because it's in an amazing tropical location. Now, this property, based on your pricing, you said four nights, a little over 80,000 points total. So that's just over 20,000 points a night, which is a great price, I feel like, for a hotel in a beautiful tropical island like this. It was not all inclusive. So how were the food prices on property? Did they have enough restaurants on property that you were able to stay there and eat? Or did you guys venture off the property around St. Martin to eat?
They did have one restaurant, and it was basically like the prices back home. We really didn't, go there and oh my gosh, these are astronomical. Like it was really, it was fair. And we felt like, it was a good deal all around. Even what's good about this property is we just walked out of the property and walked down to Gran Casa Beach where they have the Lolos. That's what they call just the eateries down there, Lolos. There's a great one called Cynthia's Talk of the Town. And if you look up anything about St. Martin or Gran Casa Beach, you'll hear about this restaurant. And I got a crab cake that was delicious and it was $3.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and then we walked down to Gran Casa Beach most every night. I think we ate at the restaurant at the hotel one night. And then we ended up having leftovers for the next day. So that sort of supplemented our price cost there. And we split a pizza at the pizza place. I think that was like $26, which is not outrageous. So we split where we can, especially if we know that it's going to be a large bowl of something or a large plate, and we know we can just split it and we like the same thing. We're not very picky. So that's where we sort of subsidized cost. And then there was also a grocery store right down the road. So we would just drive down there, and it had a pharmacy attached to it. So we, you know, place had like sunscreen and things that you would need if that anything like that arose. But the grocery store had everything. So we just one day went and got some juice, got some snacks, loaded it in our fridge because there was a fridge in our hotel room. So that helped a lot.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Anyone who listens to the podcast know that I love a grocery store fridge situation. But I also love the idea that you feel super comfortable leaving the property. I think that there's a lot of tropical places you can go where you're truly not supposed to leave the resort because it's just not safe, not a good idea. So it's nice to know that you feel that you can walk around, go to restaurants outside, go to the grocery store. And you mentioned you drove. So did you rent a car on this island?
We did, and we booked that through the Chase portal. It was very easy to drive around. The roads, some of the roads are very tight and very, I mean, it's not going to be big city vibes. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like a grown-up island. So, and that was one thing, too, I was going to say about the hotel, the one that I had previously booked. When we drove down that road, I was so thankful that we had changed because there was no parking. It was absolutely just sort of a mess. There was construction right nearby. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know Hurricane Irma went through St. Martin back in about 2017. Do you feel like, I know one of the big things that was difficult after that is the roads were a mess. And so I've heard the roads can still be a struggle because of that hurricane damage. Did you feel like the rest of the island bounced back? You didn't really notice a lot of that?
I do. Yeah. I had read an article about that before we had left. And so I went looking to see, but it really seems like they've done a great job. Good. I said, some of the roads were, you know, backcountry sort of like potholes here and there, but nothing really that's too terrible.
Which rental car company did you guys use? I know you booked through the Chase portal. Which company was it? And do you recommend them to others or did you have issues?
We had no issues at all. I can't remember the company. It was a company through the island, I want to say. So it's not one of those that you recognize right away. But I can't. The only thing, when we picked up the car, we had asked the guy who was at the counter, hey, what's your favorite thing to do on the island? What do you recommend? And he kept telling us, go to Anguilla, go to Ceiba, go to other islands. And I was like, no, we don't have time for that. Like, we came to this island.
This island.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You're like, there's got to be some things to do here.
Yeah.
I got to say, I am so nervous about rental cars these days more than I ever have been. And not that St. Martin is this situation, and it'll probably take a long time before some of these islands get to this point. But I've been seeing more and more articles about renting cars in major cities where they now are scanning the cars, the AI scanners, and will charge people for every little dent. Like when you drive, it used to be, you know, somebody eyeballed the car, right? You return your rental car, they kind of walk around. As long as there's no major dent or massive damage to the car, you're good to go. You know, take a quick picture of the car or a quick video before you, you know, leave with your car rental to make sure you can prove that it was in good shape. But now they're using these AI scanners and they are picking up on the most nitpicky, tiny things. So I think it's more important than ever just to talk about this with car rental, who's using that kind of technology, and just making sure that you truly do document anything.
Whole video.
Around the car.
I have not heard of this.
It's scary. It's really making me second guess ever doing car rentals. And we are going to be renting a car when we go to Norway. And I'm already nervous about it just because I'm hoping they don't have the AI scanners yet, because it's crazy. I mean, they're such a scam. They will do everything they can to scam people, I think. They contact people and act like, oh, there's this wrong with the car. And I've heard stories of how people say, oh, really? Because I have a video, and then nothing. You know, it's they like ghost them after that, because really they know there wasn't anything. They just try to take people for, you know, just made up things.
Yep. Horrifying. This is also why you book it with a card that gives you really good rental car coverage. Speaking of, but did you use points? You booked it through the portal, but I don't know if you used points or cash.
We did. And I know that's not everyone's favorite thing to do. And we could have just paid cash for it, but we, it was 10,700 points for the whole 4.5 days.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the mindset of spend as little cash as possible.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys have to pay a parking fee at the hotel?
We did not.
Good. No. Okay, so you said that one of the reasons you chose St. Martin is because of how beautiful the water was supposed to be. Did you find that to be the case? Were you able to do snorkeling, or tell us all about the water? Because that is the dream, right? Anytime, I'm not a big ocean person, but if I think of going to a tropical place, the number one thing I want is that beautiful crystal clear water or turquoise water that you can just see through. Did you find that in St. Martin?
We absolutely did. There were so many times walking around the property that I was like, how are we here? This is just insane. This is what, you know, I of course dream of, but what so many other people dream of. And years ago, we went on a cruise to the Bahamas. And it's one of the islands that the cruise lines have. And we thought, you know, that was like the water that we had to find something to live up to. And I think we found it.
Oh my gosh.
It was unreal.
That's amazing. Well, okay, speaking of the water, I know that you booked something really fun. And if anyone wants to see pictures, they can go to your post in the Facebook group, because this looked so fun to me. You also, I think you said you booked these through the Chase portal. There was a helmet diving expedition. So did you book this also on points through the Chase portal?
We did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Chase points. We got to talk about your strategies.
Well, it was the ink business cards, but
those were the days.
Unfortunately coming to an end for some people. So yeah, we booked them through the portal, and it was, I think it was like 17,000 points for both of us. And so that was really nice.
Okay, we're going to press pause on the episode for just a second because I got to tell you guys about what just happened with my husband for holiday shopping. You guys know we love card pointers, and my husband, my player two, has now learned more about card pointers. I was so proud of him, Joanna, this past week. He was buying actually my Christmas present, thank you very much, from Lowe's. And before he did it, he said, wait, can you look on card pointers? Tell me which credit card I should be using to buy your Christmas present that you already told me exactly what you wanted.
I am so proud of him. Look at this.
I know. You know.
If I can get my player two in on card pointers, that would be the best thing ever.
That's the gift right there. Just that he knew, he was aware enough to tell me to check card pointers. I loved it.
It's so good. Card pointers is actually reminding me that I have a Resi credit to use before the end of December. So I'm going to take my husband on a little date. Thank you so much, card pointers. But we love that it keeps everything straight in one place. You can search offers. You can look at what credits you have for your specific cards. You can track your 524. It is a one-stop shop for everything to help you keep organized in a hobby that can be very overwhelming. Card pointers is here to simplify things for you. You know we use them ourselves. You know we love them. You can find the lowest price possible at the link in our show notes. So if there is no sale, it will give you a discount. If there is a sale that beats our discount, you will get that price as well. So you can always use our link. You always know you're getting the best price. We absolutely love the lifetime subscription. This thing pays for itself so quickly. I have redeemed well over the cost of the lifetime subscription in the offers that Card Pointers has activated for me.
And I want to highlight for anybody who commutes a lot or often are out and about, it does integrate with CarPlay. So while you are driving, you can see nearby gas stations, restaurants, hotels, which of your credit cards will save you the most money at that location. And they also care a lot about privacy and data security, which I love. So they do not know your bank logins. When you log in, it will auto add all of the offers, but they don't actually have your bank login. So I love that it is super safe for everybody to use without feeling like you're giving them your personal information. Saves you money. Check it out, guys. All right. So back to our episode.
It's actually located at Bobby's Marina, which is in the south part. It's on the Dutch side. The south part of St. Martin. And so we drove there. There is a parking fee for that, but I think it was like $10 to park at Bobby's Marina. And then you meet at the meeting location. And there was a woman there, Anastasia, who she gives you the paperwork that you fill out. And it's all of the, you know, safety signature, you know, try to sign your life away type deal.
Yeah, that was a little scary. What am I signing here?
Yeah, and whenever my husband was done first and he turned in his form, and then I was filling out mine and it says something about you have to be able to pop your ears underwater. And so my husband and I love snorkeling. And he, you know, last year when we went to Jamaica, you know, the guy told us, you know, here's a tip. If you ever go underwater and you want to go deeper so that your ears don't hurt, blow out your nose and you can pop your ears and that'll help with the pressure. And so my husband has been able to master that. I, however, have not been able to. So I told him, I was like, I'm a little nervous. Like, should I even go? I mean, you know, I could just watch you do it and I don't know if I can do this. Like, what? And he's like, you'll be fine. Just let's go. And so I was like, okay. And it ended up being totally fine.
So these are like weighted helmets, right? Is that how you're walking on the bottom of the ocean? Because the helmet has all the weight. Is it something else?
No. So that's another thing too. When they're prepping you and they're telling you all about it, which that crew, shout out to them. It's Sea Trek Helmet Excursion. They make you feel so comfortable and they're so energetic and lively. They did a great job in making everyone like feel comfortable and all that. And so shout out to them. It's a great company. But yeah, because they said it's 75 pounds. It's a 75 pound helmet. And so you're like, how in the world can I hold that up? But once you're underwater, it's completely different. And they have the pipes underneath to where you're basically just walking on the ocean floor and the pipes guide you. And of course, there's two divers down there plus a photographer to guide you the whole way. And they're checking on you constantly, like, are you good? Do you need to go up? It's very strange because you have this helmet on and you see the water up here on your neck. And so, but there's the hole from the helmet. So it's like, but they have the air coming in that's blowing into your helmet. So I understand logically how it makes sense, but you're just down there and you're like, how is the water just stopping? Yeah, it's very strange, but it's very cool.
I would love that. I want to do that so bad. Did you see any really cool?
Absolutely not. I am so claustrophobic that this makes me panicked. Between drowning and claustrophobia, I'm like, this sounds like my nightmare.
Will do it for both of us. But did you see anything like sharks or anything besides just, you know, tropical fish?
Not during that one. I mean, they have some cool stuff underneath, like a helicopter, crash down there, and then a shopping cart.
Ooh.
Shopping cart.
Yeah. I should have asked about that, but I didn't ask why there was a shopping cart. It's very random. We actually saw more when we went snorkeling the day before in the underwater garden. We saw a stingray and a sea turtle and some jellyfish. Or no, squid. We saw squid, which that was the first time I saw any of those.
Tell us about this underwater garden. Did you book that through the Chase portal as well?
Of course we did.
I love this. This is like an almost $0 out-of-pocket trip. I'm so impressed. Like, it's basically just food at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our goal. Okay, so initially when we booked this trip, I was looking, researching things to do, and this is one of the first things that popped up, and it was the underwater sea garden. If you just search that in St. Martin, it'll be able to pull up, but it's these sculptures that they've put underwater that's been there for I don't know how long. But it is so fascinating. Like, it's just a sculpture garden underneath the ocean. And so as soon as I showed my husband, he's like, oh, we're doing this for sure. It's very cool. But they, again, you meet at Simpson Bay, I believe it is. And then they take you out on the boat and they just kind of give you free rein to snorkel as long as you want. And so, yeah, I specifically bought an underwater camera to take on this trip and got some pictures and video. And that's when I saw a stingray. And then as soon as I looked at it and I like got my husband, I was like, hey, look at the stingray. It had already nuzzled underneath the sand. So that was cool to see. And wow. Then a few minutes later, we both saw the sea turtle and it was like a pretty good size. The water wasn't super duper clear, but it was enough to where it was just cool because you see those in aquariums, but you never see them out in real life. And then right before we got back in the boat, we saw the squid and they're just little
cool
little bitty squids. So that was fun.
Were there any other activities you guys did or anything that the hotel offered that you were able to do, which was included in the price of your nights at the hotel?
Yeah. So any unmotorized activities was included with your stay. And they have just a little hut that you can go out, sign with your name and room number. And they have kayaks, they have paddle boards, snorkeling gear. And so there was one day we went out and snorkeled all around the hotel. And we saw some fish and I saw another little baby stingray. So that was really fun. We did kayak at some point one of the days. And so, yeah, they do have that there at the hotel for free.
Everybody be careful with ocean kayaking. Take your Dramamine. I won't retell that story. I told it before in the San Diego episode. So if anyone wants hear about what's possible on an ocean kayak, because I feel like most people don't think of kayaking as a event where you get seasick, but let me just tell you, it's possible.
Thankfully, my husband and I don't get too seasick.
I take precautions. I'm glad that no matter what, I take precautions.
I've learned.
Well, since you guys had a car, you were able to visit even some other fun areas, you know, around the island. Tell me about, and I don't know how to pronounce this, is it Kupkoi Beach Caves?
Yes.
How you pronounce it? I don't even know.
I think that's all the videos I've seen, that's how they've pronounced it. So let's go with that.
Okay, let's go with that. Tell us about it, because anything that says caves sounds very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those that you see on Instagram, you know, from everyone. And so I was like, you know what? It looks very cool. Even if it's not Instagram worthy, like, let's just go. It's a cave on a beach. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. So you do have to hike a little bit through a trail, but and it's kind of hard to find. Like I had to look up an article and watch a YouTube video to actually find it. But if you park beside Sapphire Beach Resort, that's the best place to park. And then you cross the road and go down a trail and you can find it pretty easily. Go down some stairs. Now, we did see a sign. This is a clothing optional beach, which we were
very good to note.
Oh, my.
Yes. Which we're not normally. Normally, we'd be like, okay, let's try to find somewhere else because we're not all about that. But we honestly, the whole weekend, there was hardly anyone there. Like, it was very strange. It wasn't busy at all. So we thought, you know what? If we happen to see something, we'll just turn around and go back home. And so we just went ahead and went down the trail, and we saw like one couple swimming off to the side of the cliff. And then when we got to the cave, there was one other couple and he was taking her pictures. They were fully clothed. So that was, it was fine. It ended up being fine. And there was no one else on there. So, and I think we saw one other couple walking back from the cave. So it was very strange. But yeah, we just hung out in the cave for a bit. We took some pictures, and then the tide started coming in. So that's one thing to note is that it's right on the beach. So the tide eventually comes in later in the day. And I think we were there probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So just, you know, keep that in mind. And then when we were leaving, we did encounter someone come up. Who was nude, but he was by himself. And my husband was the one who saw him, thankfully. And he was like,
oh, thank goodness. Hard pass for me.
Yeah. Of course, he was heading right towards us. So he was like, I think it's time to go.
Okay. So, yes, it is time to go. Before we leave the nude beach and the caves, with the tide situation, okay, again, the panic in me is rising. So check the tide calendar and what time it's coming in and out. So when the tide is low would be when you want to go to access it. And so you're saying that when the tide comes in, you would be all the way trapped in the cave because the tide, it comes all the way up to the entrance of the cave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so, I mean, you could swim out. Yeah. But yeah, we really have to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. You also did the Maho Beach Plains. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was one of our favorite places that we went to. We had specifically drove again. This island is small. So like I said, we were in the northwest, very tippy top of St. Martin and the French side, and to drive to the very Dutch side. Right next to the airport is like 25 minutes so to the other end of the island. So, the Maho Beach, we got there. Of course, the water was still gorgeous. And there's actually a cafe that's right next to the beach that they have on the surfboard. They have times of incoming planes, so you can keep track and you can eat lunch and watch planes come over the beach. But it's specifically a tourist attraction because you can sit on the beach and have planes come right over your head. It is very, very cool. So
these are like big planes and they are right over your head. I've seen videos of this and it is crazy. I mean, my kids would love it. I think I would enjoy it too. My kids would definitely love it, but they are coming like because they're coming in for landing, right? And it's a small island. So they are low. I mean, they are so close to you on that beach, right?
Yeah, basically you're standing on the beach, there's the road behind you, and then the fence to the airport. So it's right there. They come so close to your head. It's a really cool experience. I would recommend it to anyone going there.
And Mary Ellen, how you feel about walking on the bottom of the ocean with a helmet on is kind of how I feel about planes flying over my head this close. I don't know.
Would you say that was the most touristy part of the island? Or you said a lot of the island felt like there was just no one there. But on this beach, was it pretty popular because of this?
You could tell. Yeah, you could tell it was a tourist area. But again, for it being a tourist area, it still wasn't. You're not shoulder to shoulder with anybody. So if you go anytime, I definitely recommend around Labor Day because people are back in school, you know, so I think right. That's what it was.
This is amazing. This sounds like so much fun. I feel like my mom is going to want to visit this island. She loves snorkeling and blue tropical waters. And this one sounds really easy to get to, really affordable, and a lot to do. Like, it's incredible to me how little out of pocket you ended up paying. And even the points redemptions for these excursions seems really low to me.
What I love about this is just the ease of replicating and booking this. You booked your hotel through the Chase portal, you booked your rental car through the Chase portal, and then multiple activities. Boom, 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 all in the Chase portal, easy peasy, all in one place. It is so hard putting together trips and going to a million different websites and researching all these different places. And am I booking through Viator or TripAdvisor or where did I book this or that? It's so nice that you just streamlined it and used your points wisely, but booked everything in the Chase portal.
Yeah, exactly. You said it. It's super easy.
It really is. And I don't think I've ever thought to book an excursion in the Chase portal. Like, I always kind of expect that to be a cost. And I always go straight to Viator or Get Your Guide or something like that. But this was a really smart idea to check the portal, especially because you ended up being able to use points for it. And it was reasonable. It was a totally reasonable amount of points for these activities.
Whether you are advanced in this, if you've been doing with points and miles for a long time, or if you're a beginner, this is a good step one. This is a good beginner-friendly way to book a trip, get a really fun, easy win, and I think that's great. Remember that all of this and the cents per point and people can make things really complicated if they want to and if they want to get really into the weeds and details. But also, it can be easier than that, and it can just be a fun redemption. So you gave us such a great example, Katie.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, too, is I used to worry about, am I getting the right cent per point, or should I book through something else? Should I book with a card so that I get more points on this specific one? But you just have to do what you want to do. I mean, they're your points, so use them as frugally as you want to or as much as you want to. That's
Amen.
The beauty of it.
Amen. So what would have been the grand total for your trip out of pocket if you were paying for everything in cash? And then how much did you actually pay? And I don't know if you also totaled up how much you spent on food, but feel free to share that number with us as well if you have it.
Sure. So the grand total that we would have paid out of pocket was $4,120. That included the airfare, hotel, rental car, and all of the excursions. And we paid, okay, so without food, we only paid the airfare taxes for business class both ways was $250 total for both of us. And then with food, it was maybe like $300 more. We didn't spend too much on food, but
so
like
still less total. Than $600. Yeah.
Yes.
For an entire trip to St. Martin, food and all, excursions and all. This is amazing.
Yeah, there were so many pinch me moments. I mean, like the Maho Beach, we were just sitting there in the crystal clear water, plane going overhead. We're like, how are we here? How are we staying here for $0? Like, this is just so unreal. But that's the beauty of it.
It really is. It's incredible. It's such a game changer. Okay, well, let's transition a little bit to points and miles chat before we let you go. What is the last card that you opened and tell us why you did that?
Well, you know, it is Southwest season.
Yes.
So we just opened a Southwest Business Performance and we're trying the 3-card method this year. So 2 years ago, we did each of us open the 2 cards, but this year my husband's going to open one and then refer me twice.
Okay.
We'll be interested to hear how that goes because sometimes I feel like that one's hit or miss with their approvals depending on what your 524 is. Guys, I just hit my companion pass when I was in Georgia because I'm just doing the 1 year because I already had like 60,000 companion qualifying points. So I just got the the most recent offer, and I just finished the spend, and I got the email that was like, congratulations, you get to keep your companion pass for another year. I'm so happy.
Well, where are you guys headed next on points? You used a big chunk there, a large chunk of points for that trip. Sounds 100% worth it, and like it was incredible. 100%. So what's next on your itinerary?
So yeah, because we had such a busy year, I mean, we went to the Grand Canyon this year and Niagara Falls, all six of us, and St. Martin and Forks. Like, it was a busy year. So I think we're going to take 2026 a little bit more chill. But my mom has gotten into points also. So we're going to Panama City with her. So all six of us plus her. And she's paid for her airfare and hotel with her points. So we're going to go together.
Shout out, Grandma. Way to go getting into the game.
That's right.
That is so fun. That's going to be amazing. Before we let you go, where can everyone find you online?
So I am on Instagram. That's really the only platform that I'm active on at the moment. But it's ktwilson.adventureon on Instagram. And then I do have a website, ktpointstoadventure.com. And that's where I also have my book, and I have where you can do book recommendations for a trip that you're going on, and a blog where I have all of our trip breakdowns.
Amazing.
I love that. And I want to clarify for anyone who hears this but can't see it, because your name is Katie, but it's K, the letter K and the letter T, Wilson.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And I will have links for everything in the show notes. So people don't even have to remember that. They can just head right there and click it. We'll have links for a lot of the stuff we talked about.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being an active member in our Facebook group and sharing your adventures. Please continue to do so. And I hope other people will also be inspired. Share your trips, share your redemptions, your big points and miles wins. It helps all of us to learn from each other. And so we hope to hear from you all there.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Bye, everybody.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.